Imagine a civilization where adults wait until they're 35 to get married, if they get married at all. Where men spend more time scrolling dating apps than raising children. Where women are told they're empowered, but end up alone in apartments full of plants and anxiety. And where children grow up fatherless. But we call it progress. Welcome to America in 2025. Now ask yourself, how's that working out? We've got more mental illness, more loneliness, and more broken homes than in any point in our nation's history. And yet the people in charge keep telling you the problem is economic, systemic, political, or some other $10 word that conveniently ignores the obvious. The problem isn't out there somewhere. The problem is in here, in our homes. America isn't falling apart because of, you know, foreign policy. It's falling apart because Dad left. So today I want to talk about marriage, why it's collapsing, why people are waiting to do it, and why it's the single most important institution we have left to rebuild. I'm not interested in nostalgia. I want reformation. I'm not here to save your feelings. I'm here to save your, you know, help save your household. So pour the coffee. Enjoy your ride to work. If you're at home, lock the door. And let's talk about the one thing most people are too afraid to say out loud. Before we fix the country, let's fix the family. This is Commute and Compute. I'm Contra. Let's go. And I just want to start by getting the numbers out of the way. Yes, about 40 to 42% of first marriages end in divorce. And I think that number jumps to over 60% for second marriages. And by the time you get to third marriages, you're basically betting on a coin toss with a bullet in one chamber. But here's what people don't talk about. The rising rate of people who don't marry at all. In 1970, or around the 70s, around 9% of adults between, I think it was 25 to 34, had never been married. Today, that number is over 50%, which means half of the most fertile, most family-ready adults are skipping marriage entirely. Why? I think it's because they've seen the carnage. They've seen Dad walk out. They've watched Mom trade covenant for convenience. They've seen Tinder, OnlyFans, cohabitation, divorce court, child support battles. They've seen what not to do. Instead of finding a better way, they just opted out. We're living in a time where marriage isn't just fragile, it's avoided altogether. And the collateral damage is enormous. We've got children who don't know their fathers. We've got women told to do it all and men told to just essentially sit out. And the wreckage isn't theoretical. It's visible, tangible, and generational. We don't just have a marriage problem. We have a fatherless nation. And it's not just an urban problem. It's not just a minority problem. It's a human problem. You don't need crack cocaine to destroy a family. You just need a passive dad. You just need a disengaged man. So let's ask the obvious question. Why the delay? Why are people waiting to get married? And I think you'll hear the usual answers of something like, I want to finish school, or I need to find myself, or I'm not ready, or, you know, I want to be financially stable. And that all sounds reasonable. But most of the time, it's just a smokescreen for immaturity, fear, and pride. It's a culturally approved excuse to avoid responsibility. But the truth is, delaying marriage doesn't make people more prepared. It just makes them more self-centered. Because you end up spending your 20s collecting bad habits, high debt, porn addictions, emotional baggage, and sexual regret. And then wonder why relationships fall apart. They say they want compatibility, but they never practice covenant. They say they're waiting for the right person, but they never become the right person. I once heard it said that delayed obedience is just disobedience in a tuxedo. And this is the case. Our culture isn't just delaying marriage. It's denying its necessity. We've made maturity optional. We've made adulthood a side quest, and it's wrecking us. We are the most sexually attractive, relationally confused, and spiritually barren generation in American history. And here's the kicker. Marriage works best when it's early, not late. Not because of biology, but because of formation. People learn sacrifice early. They grow together. They carry burdens young. That's how you build. Not by arriving fully formed, but by forming together. And here's the fundamental shift we need. Marriage isn't a contract. It's a covenant. A solemn bond, promise, and a vow with attendant cursings and blessings. In our current culture, marriage is treated like a roommate agreement with upgraded benefits. If it doesn't work, you cancel it like a gym membership. But in scripture and in reality, marriage is a covenant. It's not built on feelings. It's built on vows and sacrifice. Permanence. A good quote from C.R. Wiley, actually, that was very helpful for me in his household in the War for Cosmos book. He says that a household isn't just a shelter. It's a domain. A sovereign, ordered kingdom. And in that frame, marriage isn't just about being happy. It's about dominion, stewardship, legacy. We don't build households because it's trendy. We build households because it's the building block of civilization. And modern marriages fall apart because they start from the wrong premise. They think love fuels commitment. But in covenant, it's the other way around. Commitment fuels love. You don't stay married because you feel love. You feel love because you stay married. And men need to stop trying to fall in love with your wives. Start leading her. That's where the fire comes from. So I think rebuilding America starts at the dinner table. This is where we stop playing defense and start rebuilding. You want a revival in America or anywhere in your culture, wherever you live? It doesn't start in your government. It doesn't start in Wall Street. It starts at the dinner table. Marriage is not a lifestyle upgrade. It's not a tax write-off. It's not a Pinterest board. Marriage is the battlefield where generational culture is forged. A faithful husband and wife, bound in covenant, raising children with conviction, that is ground zero for everything else. You can't fix a country where men won't propose and women won't follow. You can't save a republic that hates the home. But if we rebuild that household, everything changes. We get order, we get beauty, we get rhythm, we get churches filled, communities strengthened, we get generations with roots. So what should real men do now? To the men listening, you've been sold a lie. You've been told that marriage is a trap, that it ruins your freedom, that fatherhood is optional, that commitment is weakness. But let me be blunt. Real men get married. Real men lead. Real men build. They pick one woman. They say, "I'm yours." They sacrifice daily. They provide, protect, and lead their home. They don't chase novelty. They build legacy. And if you want meaning, start with your last name. Start with your household. Start with your wife and your kids. You don't need a podcast microphone or a six-figure course. You need a family to die for. You need something to pass on. And for the women, if there's any listening, you're not off the hook either. You've also been lied to. You were told motherhood is plan B, that submission is abuse, that children are shackles, that your value lies in your career. But deep down, you know that's hollow. You weren't made to be a cubicle drone. You weren't designed to be a permanent girlfriend with six side hustles. You were made to build, to nurture, to multiply, to beautify your husband's mission, and raise a household that echoes into eternity. That's not oppression. That's glory. Let's be clear, this isn't about going back to the 1950s. Again, we don't want nostalgia. I don't want nostalgia. We should want reformation. I'm not trying to cosplay as a Puritan. I want to build and rebuild culture from the ground up, starting in our living rooms. You don't need to be some special intellectual theologian. You need to be faithful. You don't need a seminary degree. You need a table, a Bible, and a few kids who know you're building something that matters. We don't change the world by yelling at it. We change the world by outlasting it. And here's the truth, my final charge, that probably nobody wants to say. America doesn't need another president. It needs another generation of married parents. It needs fathers, mothers, and households. It needs men with calloused hands, women with quiet strength, and children who are not afraid of the future. You want to save the country? Then build a family that laughs at the future. Raise sons who work and daughters who marry well. Teach your children to love God and hate lies. That's how we win. One home at a time. This is Commute and Compute. I'm Contra. Stay sovereign. Stay free. Keep building. And I'll see you next time.